This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Census data shows renters make up nearly half of the housing market in Dallas County, and many of them have questions and concerns about their apartments. There's a workshop in Dallas that fills up every week that lets renters know they have rights. Every Wednesday, nearly two dozen people come to this small office in Dallas to learn about leases.
And if you think about it, this lease is on long legal size paper, 8 pages long, 42 clauses. That's a lot of information that, in my opinion, a lot of managers benefit from you not knowing.
That's Yasmin Thomas, and this is a tenants' rights workshop organized by the Texas Tenants Union.
If there's ever a question, the first place to look is the contract.
Renters get a crash course in understanding leases and deposits, as well as rules for requesting repairs and dealing with evictions.
We have a handbook that puts Texas property code into layperson's terms. We have form letters to help people request repairs, request the return of a security deposit, that kind of thing.
Sandy Rollins is the executive director of the Texas Tenants Union. She says she's heard just about every possible complaint, and a lot of it comes back to what tenants don't know to do.
Keeping copies of correspondence, keeping copies of rent receipts, having proof that landlords have received things, taking pictures, having witnesses, especially when they're in a dispute with their landlord.
Another must-do? Getting everything in writing and signed. Rollins says tenants often send emails, texts, leave voicemails, or talk face-to-face, but nothing is promised until it's in writing, an actual letter. Rollins expects to help renters write a lot of letters this summer. This time of year, she sees an influx of complaints about broken air conditioning, pests, and mold. Barbara Lynch is one of those renters. She discovered mold in her Irving apartment.
So I alerted my landlord and told her, she told me she would send someone over to paint it. And that's just not acceptable because I have health issues. I'm on dialysis.
The tenants' rights workshop also includes a one-on-one consultation. Lynch is meeting with Sandy Rollins.
Okay. So at this point, how have you been notifying them? Is it verbal or work orders?
Well,
or?
It was verbal today because I just found it last night. Mm-hmm.
The mold has been giving Lynch headaches and body aches. So painting over mold isn't enough. Texas law says landlords have to ensure the basic health and safety of their tenants.
There are no commercials to tell us about, you know, we have rights for this type of thing. Most people don't know about their rights.
The Texas Apartment Association sets standards for apartments across the state. David Mintz is vice president of government affairs for the group. He says responsibility falls on the tenants. They need to do their research.
That perhaps they've talked to other residents, that they've read the lease and all the accompanying documents. If they do their research up front, many problems that somebody might encounter are going to be avoided.
Mintz says tenants who run into problems should communicate with their landlords.
Sometimes that can be a conversation, but most often they really need to be putting things in writing and making sure that they've got documentation of the problem. It's amazing how often that does not happen.
And Mintz says if problems don't get resolved, tenants can file complaints with local housing and health departments. And he says there are laws to protect tenants who are afraid of retaliation. But Sandy Rollins with the Texas Tenants Union says the playing field isn't level, especially for low-income renters who, she says, often get hit with predatory late fees, who aren't given proper notice of rent hikes, and who live in substandard conditions.
I'm sure there's apartment owners and landlords out there that treat their tenants perfectly well. We don't hear about them. Our office is busy all the time with people who are treated disrespectfully, whose rights are being violated.
People like Barbara Lynch. Rollins knows there's only one way to go about her mold problem.
And so if you want, I can help you draft the letter.
Okay.
You can sign it and, you know, have the proper language in there. And then are you game to send it certified?
Yes.
Okay.
Lynch sent in that letter, and she says the landlord took care of the mold the right way, not with a paintbrush. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.